weekend.
It is 7 o'clock in the KGO Newsroom. I'm John Lobertini. Top story at the top of the hour, measles in California.
The measles outbreak in California has now ended.
The measles outbreak that began at Disneyland is officially over, but with vaccination concerns running rampant, more outbreaks are expected. Here's KGO 810's Tina Rubio.
There have been no cases of measles associated with this outbreak for 42 days.
Dr. Gil Chavez is the deputy director of the State Center for Infectious Disease. And although he says it's over,
it does not mean that there will not be future measles cases.
He says that's due to the fact that many people aren't vaccinated.
Vaccination status was available in only 62% of the cases. Among them, 70% were unvaccinated.
131 people were infected in California.
Governor Jerry Brown still in the midst of a firestorm of discontent over water. Brown met with frustrated business leaders and heads of industry at the state capitol, and they told him flatly that 25% mandatory water cutback is unreasonable. Here's correspondent Jim Roop.
Golf courses, cemeteries, builders, water agencies all saying they have already reduced water use, and another 25 to 35% less water could be devastating to their respective industries.
We have less water in this fourth year of the drought, and we may even have less going forward.
Many say if we simply cut back on ornamental watering, such as the street and highway medians in the state, we'd save millions of gallons and clamp down on the bottled water industry, which at this point is not monitored at all.
And it seems the world's heat wave continues. New figures show that March was the hottest month on record with an average temperature of almost 56.5 degrees. The National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration blames a combination of El Nino, a blob of record hot water in the northeastern Pacific, along with human-caused climate change. NOAA says that March reading is one full degree warmer than the first 3 months of 2015. More than a dozen people are suffering from injuries tonight following a large gas explosion this afternoon in Fresno. The huge fireball closed a major highway in both directions. This is Fresno Fire Chief Kerry Donis on the injuries.
Three criticals, and one of those criticals was medevaced to our burn unit.
Donis says they were lucky the location of that gas explosion worked in their favor.
Pretty secluded, fortunately. It was not surrounded by homes.
Now, the Fresno County Sheriff's Office says a work crew using heavy equipment struck a gas line, sparking the explosion that actually happened on a Sheriff's Department gun range. PG&E crews have since turned off that gas line. Fire crews put out the flames quickly. Highway 99 has since been reopened. President Barack Obama getting a vote of confidence today from the Prime Minister of Italy over that nuclear weapons framework with Iran. But Congress is pushing legislation that would give lawmakers a final say, a ticking time bomb, some might argue, as the deadline draws near.
Italy's Prime Minister Matteo Renzi agrees with him, President Obama said as the two men stood in the East Room. Mr. Obama said he's now open to a Senate bill with overwhelming support to give Congress an up or down vote eventually on a final agreement.
I will sign it. And that will then give Congress an opportunity to see, do we have a deal?
Yet the White House is threatening a veto if some Republicans have their way and put into the approval bill a requirement that the U.S. certify Iran is no longer a sponsor of terrorism, something the administration knows it can't do.
That is correspondent Bob Constantini. Back here in the Bay Area, a Starbucks in Walnut Creek has a peeping Tom. Police there say they've arrested a man for allegedly using a video camera to spy on customers in the restroom.
The spying happened on two separate occasions at the Starbucks on Locust Street in Walnut Creek. Back on the afternoon of February 6th, an employee at the coffee shop spotted the first camera. The second happened just this past Tuesday between 2 and 3 in the afternoon. Walnut Creek Police Detective Gabe Morrow says they arrested 35-year-old Jacob Turner at his home in Benicia.
He was booked on 13 separate counts of a peeping charge.
Now police are working to identify customers who were recorded on those cameras.
Not only for the prosecution of the case, but just, you know, people have a right to know.
Indeed they do. That's KGO 810's Kathy Whitman. Still ahead, we've got traffic and weather. KGO News Time is 7:04.
Vacation voucher and maximum tax deduction.
also accepting boats, motorcycles, RVs, and real estate donations.
It is 7:05 on KGO. Time now for traffic on the fives, and we welcome Lee Graham.
Thank you, John. This look at traffic is brought to you by Weatherford BMW. In Milpitas, 237 eastbound at North First, you got a multi-vehicle accident there that's just about cleared. Lanes 1 and 2 are open. Traffic still stop and go back to the Bayshore Freeway or close to it. 92 eastbound at the high rise on the San Mateo Bridge. A stalled vehicle in the center divider is really just helping to keep things slow to stop and go out to about midspan. And, of course, the overflow on northbound 101 is keeping things jammed from 92 back to 84. 80 eastbound through Berkeley, still unwinding. Traffic is stop and go from Powell Street to just beyond Ashby. Once you get by Ashby, well, you still got minor delays up to about San Pablo Dam Road in San Pablo. Weatherford BMW of Berkeley has one of the only BMW-certified collision repair centers in the entire East Bay. No kidding, BMW owners, their BMW service is second to none. Weatherford BMW-certified collision repair center with BMW-trained technicians, 575 West Grand in Oakland. I'm Lee Graham, KGO 810.
And now to your Bay Area weather forecast. Sunshine, blue skies, but you might want to dress in layers or maybe bring a change of clothes if you're heading out this weekend. Here's KGO 810 meteorologist Sandhya Patel.
Along the coastline, you'll need a sweater or jacket because a fog is going to be around morning and afternoon, which means temperatures will be in the 50s and 60s on the cool side. But if you'll be around the inland communities where numbers will get up into the mid-80s with sunny skies, I think you can pull off the short sleeves. Low 60s to mid-80s for Saturday, Sunday.
And don't forget that beach hazard in effect tonight until 9 o'clock. Watch out for sneaker waves and rip currents. Right now around the Bay Area, nothing but sunshine. We've got 73 degrees in Walnut Creek, 75 in Concord, 67 in Oakland, 73 San Jose, 55 in San Francisco. The Drex Radio Show is next. I'm John Lobertini, KGO 810.
Tell them to turn on the radio.
Turn on the radio.
Just sit back and enjoy the ride, boys.
Do you have any idea what time it is?
I love this show.
Me too.
Hit it!
It's showtime.
This is the Drex Radio Show on KGO 810.
And away we go, and here comes the weekend with the Drex Radio Show on KGO 810, live and local in the Bay and around the world, streaming at KGORadio.com. Get the app in the App Store today, KGO Radio. We go with you everywhere. Just like the tow truck guys. So we'll start with ESPN reporter Britt McHenry insults a tow truck employee. Now she is suspended for 1 week after a video of her tearing into a parking lot attendant went viral. The whole thing started because Britt's car got towed in Arlington, Virginia. Listen to this.
I'm in the news, sweetheart.
That's how we'll do this place.
Okay, that's fine. Yeah. And I'll play your video, so careful.
That's why I have a degree. I've been working somewhere at a place like this.
I have a degree.
It's nice to call and being here.
Well, let's get you out of here quickly.
Yep, that's all you care about is just taking people's money.
Yeah.
With no education.
Yeah.
No skill set.
Yeah.
Just want to clarify that. Do you feel good about your job? So I could be a college dropout and do the same thing? Why could I have a brain and you don't?
No idea.
Maybe if I was missing some teeth, they would hire me, huh?
Yeah, but if you had to touch your fruit a little bit.
Oh, like yours? Because they look so stunning. Because I'm on television and you're on a trailer, honey.
Have a
nice. Lose some weight, baby girl.
Okay.
I heard that, right?
That's quite nasty. I mean, so it's basically, I'm in the news, sweetheart. I
you know what I love about
this
that?
Place. Yeah.
Stop right there. She said, I'm in the news. Oh, hell yeah, you
yeah,
are
you
now.
Are. You are.
Because when she said
today.
It, that was grammatically incorrect. You can say, I am in the news industry, or you can say, I'm on the news. But she said, I'm in the news, and she is now.
Well, or basically, you know, don't you know who I am?
Well,
one of,
yeah.
One of those dealios. That's why I have a degree and you don't. I wouldn't work in a scumbag place like this. Makes my skin crawl even being here. You know, you just take people's money. Well, yeah. Do you feel good about your job? So I can be a college dropout and do the same thing. Why? Because I have a brain and you don't. And, you know, because I'm on television and you're in an effing trailer, honey, and lose some weight, baby girl. All right. So that's one side of the story. Let's, from the KGO Traffic Center, invite Lee Graham to join us, who has the other side of this story.
Now, first, Drex, I want to preface by saying that I don't stand by what she said, but I think that she can't be totally blamed because Advanced Towing, the company that towed her car, has been infamous for a long time for predatory towing tactics. They are known even to tow away your car with your dog inside or maybe even your children. They're villainous. They're downright villainous. Oh, yeah.
Okay, so she was upset, but still, it's not poor Cindy or whomever was behind the thing, you know, saying, okay, here's your keys back.
And notice that that audio or that video is heavily edited.
Yeah.
You mainly hear what Britt is saying, not what the lady behind the chain link fence is saying. Oh, another thing that reminds me, they're also known for taunting people who come to get their cars or outright insulting them even when they come in. Oh, people hate their guts. They hate them.
And you were telling me before we went on the air that, you know, don't look for the tow truck even if you're going in for a minute because they're out prowling in cars with radios and come get them. They just stepped out for a second.
Absolutely. You know? Absolutely.
So anybody who's ever been towed knows that. Bad deal.
What
and they can do it
is.
At record speeds too. They can get your car hooked up and gone within a minute flat.
For sure, it'll make your head spin. We see it here every afternoon too, because they open a lane on the Embarcadero and they just take whatever car was sitting there right at three. There's no grace period.
Right. Yeah. They want their $250 bucks. All right. Thank you very much, Lee. We'll check in with you in a few minutes.
Thank you.
Okay. So, I mean, you know, there's two sides. She lost her mind, but he's right. It is edited, and this towing company. Apparently has that happened on April 6th. They've been trying to get it out to the media, and it finally went viral.
And
so, you know, suspension for a week.
It'd be interesting to see the rest of the video, to Lee's point, but the company says, you know, we absolutely hired this person for a reason. She totally kept her cool while this little skinny blonde bitch was berating her. And, anyway.
You know what? On MythBusters or another one of those science channels, they did this experiment where they painted the trailer or the towing center where you come and finally get your car. They painted the entire room and everything in it pink. And it totally calmed people down. They came through, mother effing this, that, or the other. Where's my damn car? Blah, 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 blah. And then all of a sudden, the pink calming effect came over them. And they ended up laughing by the time they were leaving.
Oh, how odd.
Yeah, it was this whole, you know, experiment psychologically about how the color pink is calming.
It's so weird,
though. Yeah, isn't that strange?
I just can't understand berating somebody who's just there to give you your car back, really. I mean, I'm sure you've been in these situations, too, and you're like, I know you probably hate your job because people come in and they're so upset. And I totally try to, like, not exude any kind of on people like that.
No, the nicer you are, the quicker you'll get it, even if you're hating on the moment. Yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
So let's go to some good news coming out of SoCal today. Even if you're a casual Star Wars fan, the new trailer that was released yesterday has got to give you chills. I mean, it starts with the voiceover from Mark Hamill, a.k.a. Luke Skywalker, and this was the second release, the audio from the second trailer.
The Force is strong in my family. My father has it. I have it. My sister has it. You have that power, too.
Chewie. We're home.
And may the force be with you.
Now that just sounded, I don't know what you got out of that, but trust me, the Star Wars freaks and geeks are flipping out about that because there's a few things in there that are quite mysterious. When he says, my father has it. You've seen a bust. You will actually see on the video. You see a busted up Darth Vader mask, and why he says has instead of had when Vader is supposed to be dead isn't clear. So everybody's going crazy about that. But the lines are actually from Return of the Jedi when Luke first told Princess Leia they were brother and sister, and the trailer shows what looks like one woman handing a lightsaber to another woman. So we're assuming here that it's Leia handing the lightsaber to her daughter. And she's the one Luke is talking to in the voiceover. We're also assuming that her dad is Han Solo, because you know he hit that. And there's a bunch of action scenarios in scenes too. But I mean, you know, for all good geek porn, they save the money shot for the end. Harrison Ford is Han Solo, side by side with Chewbacca, you know, with the entire...
Chewie. We're home.
Yikes! Can't wait! Star Wars Episode 7 hits the theaters December 18th, and we will continue with the Drex Radio Show in just a minute on KGOA 10. And once again to Lee Graham and the Traffic Center. And no towing, please. No towing.
Thank you, Drex. In Milpitas, 237 eastbound. Yeah, at North 1st Street, they're just about getting that accident, that multi-vehicle accident, cleared up. And really, you've only got minor delays between 101 and 880. Along the peninsula, northbound 101, really still reeling from numerous earlier problems this afternoon. You're jammed from just after East 3rd Avenue back to about Whipple Avenue. Now, in the city, it's still extremely heavy on the eastbound side. In fact, both directions of the Skyway are stop and go from pretty much 101 back to the Bay Bridge. Westbound direction, once you get to Treasure Island, it's going to be stop and go for you all the way across the upper deck to about Fremont. Eastbound direction, you've only got minor delays out to Treasure Island. Past that, though, you're clear. Now, coming up the Golden Gate Bridge on northbound 101, no problems at the moment. In fact, northbound 101 and southbound 101 are looking fantastic all the way from the city up to San Rafael and even into Novato and up to Petaluma, where things do start to bog down on you again. Call 1-800-4-INJURY today and ask Attorney Kuvara any question related to personal injuries or accidents. Mr. Kuvara is a 40-year accident attorney, ex-insurance adjuster, rated A-plus by the Better Business Bureau. It's a free evaluation. Call today. I'm Lee Graham, KGOA 10.
I'm Lex Friedman. I run my own business, so I know from experience, hiring new employees can be tough. Posting your job in one place isn't enough to find quality candidates. If you want to find the perfect hire, you need to post your job on all the top job sites. And now you can, with ZipRecruiter.com. You can post your job to 50-plus job sites, including social networks like Facebook and Twitter, all with a single click. Find candidates in any industry nationwide. Just post once and watch your qualified candidates roll in to ZipRecruiter's easy-to-use interface. And with ZipRecruiter's premium traffic boost, you can get up to 3 times more candidates. Quickly screen applicants, rate them, and hire the right person fast. Find out why ZipRecruiter has been used by over 200,000 businesses. Right now, our listeners can try ZipRecruiter for free. Plus, get 30% off your first traffic boost by going to ZipRecruiter.com/talkradio. That's ZipRecruiter.com/talkradio. One more time. To try it for free, go to ZipRecruiter.com/talkradio.
Jeremy was an uncontrollable alcoholic, and no matter what he tried, he couldn't escape his cravings.
I was absolutely torturing and destroying my family. I loved them more than I loved myself. But I just couldn't do it.
In a moment of desperation, he called his mother.
I begged her, find me something. Just please find me something. I need help.
It seemed utterly hopeless until his mom found My Life Recovery Centers.
She called me up and said, I think we found our miracle. And it sounded way too good to be true.
It involves a totally unique outpatient procedure.
It sounds so far-fetched. Within 2.5 hours of having my implant done, I couldn't have cared less about having a drink. I mean, it was that almost immediate.
The results are stunning.
The cravings don't come back. It was a godsend. It literally saved my life. I found a way out.
If you suffer from alcohol or opiate addiction, call My Life Recovery Centers. 800-653-1238. Find your way out. 800-653-1238. 800-653-1238. Physician-owned treatment center. Individual results may vary.
Spring is in the air. Unfortunately, so is the pollen. Your air ducts are spitting out last year's dust and pollen. No wonder you're starting to sneeze. Thank goodness for Zero Res, the Bay Area's go-to carpet, upholstery, air ducts, and grout cleaners. We recently had the Zero Res technicians clean 3 of our carpeted rooms. They weren't just prompt, they were early. And stains that had been in our family room from years of bending the rules and allowing meals by the TV are gone. We're not embarrassed to have the neighbors over anymore. Call now to take advantage of an amazing deal. $39 a room if you clean 3 rooms. Plus, get a 20-foot hallway cleaned for free, but only for the first 10 callers. Restrictions apply. Commercial customers get free quotes. Call 877-321-0739. If your allergies are kicking in, you should know an air duct cleaning by Zero Res is surprisingly inexpensive and may even be less than the allergy medicine you're buying. Call Zero Res at 877-321-0739 to jump on this deal for the first 10 callers. Or go to ZeroBayArea.com.
Hi, folks. Alan Thicke here. If you owe the IRS, they want their money now, and it's their right to get it. The truth is they would rather settle for less than bother you more, and that's why they've launched the Fresh Start program to help solve your tax problem once and for all. You could now qualify for a settlement that saves you thousands. No one knows this program better than the attorneys at Optima Tax Relief. They will fight to get you the best settlement.
Call 800-317-1753. 800-317-1753.
Attention.
This is an investor notice. Are you interested in making some extra cash buying real estate liens? Then listen to this. The Government Tax Lien Network is offering a free tax lien kit, which contains two DVDs and a step-by-step report that'll show you how to earn guaranteed returns between 15 and 35% yearly, which is completely secured by the government. They'll even show you how to do this inside your own retirement accounts. So if you're looking to become a real estate investor without risk, call 1-800-427-1498 now to get your free tax lien kit. Then get ready to buy tax liens for pennies on the dollar and buy houses for as low as $500, all from your home with little or no money, working only 5 to 10 hours per week. Call 800-427-1498 right now to get your free tax lien kit plus two free tickets to a live training event coming to the Bay Area. Call 800-427-1498. That's 800-427-1498 for your free tax lien kit now. Individual results may vary.
The voices in his head may not be real, but they have some really good ideas. The Drex Radio Show on KGO 810.
On the way, how texting will kill your relationship. Speaking of which, you can text us at any time, 352-53-352-53. You're listening to the Drex Radio Show on KGO 810. And we go to our first guest of the evening. It is Samantha Ames, and she is with the National Center for Lesbian Rights, hashtag Born Perfect. Do I have that right, Samantha?
Yeah, that is correct.
Well, you know, I'm so happy to talk to you because President Obama has finally called for an end to LGBT conversion therapy. And we've been waiting for this for a long time for someone of his capacity, and it doesn't get any better than that. Yes, yes, to finally say, you know, whether it's a religious thing or just whatever you believe, that the person can be changed, it's going to be against the law. And
yeah,
that's what he wants. For those who don't understand or understand exactly how this process works, explain conversion therapy for us.
Absolutely. So conversion therapy, at its most basic, is just this set of dangerous and totally discredited practices designed to change a person's sexual orientation or gender identity. In practice, it's often that of a child. And you picked up on something really important, that this can take a lot of forms. It can be in a mental health professional's office. It can be in a doctor's office. It can also be in a church basement at the hands of a religious leader or an unlicensed counselor. It can also be at summer camp. It can be any number of things, basically, that are a person in a position of authority, sometimes with a state license, who tells a child and, more importantly, their parents, who are the real targets of this industry, I can fix something that isn't wrong.
Right. And obviously, you know, we all know that just as I was discussing this afternoon with Chip Franklin on his show on KGO 810, you know, this whole topic, and he said it, you know, I can't throw down the techno beats and play for the other team, just as anybody else who is gay, you know, switch sides and play on my team. That's not the way it works. We're all born the way we are. Although some people you just can't convince them of that.
Yeah, you just can't. It's really interesting, though. We don't really see conversion therapy the other direction. We don't really see anybody attempting to change gay people or attempting to change straight people into LGBT people, which I think is pretty telling. You know, you can justify this a lot of ways. You can say that that maybe it's repressed childhood sexual abuse, which can lead to some terrible efforts to try to convince somebody that they have memories that they don't. You can say all of these things, but basically, what it comes down to is, no matter the method used, what is really harmful is the goal of changing something so core and fundamental to who a person is.
Well, 808-0810. So I ask you this, if you're listening, do you believe that it is time for the president to say the end to conversion therapy for gays? Because it's basically abuse, and most of all, usually child abuse. Straight up, 100% going forward, it's wrong and it's against the law. 808-0810.
I didn't realize that children were involved in conversion therapy. Is that, do you have any numbers on that? Is it 50-50? Or I thought it was, you know, something that you signed up for or that someone convinced you to do.
Yeah, I mean, it depends. It does vary. The reason that we focus on children is that they are often a captive audience, first of all. So it's often kids who are being told by their parents or their families that if they do not do this, they will be kicked out of the house and become part of the enormous LGBT homeless youth population. As many as 40% of all homeless youth are LGBT, and there's a reason for that. The other thing is that children and kids under 18 are uniquely vulnerable to being told that who they are is wrong.
Right.
We know that this is connected to depression, to substance abuse, as we know all too well, even to suicide. Mm-hmm. And those numbers, the numbers that we do have, do go up when somebody goes through this as a young person. That said, the numbers on this are very difficult to get, in part because in 2009, the American Psychological Association released a report saying that these practices are ineffective and very probably harmful. And in it, they cited a resurgence of conversion therapy in recent history. So since then, a lot of conversion therapists have sort of gone underground. There used to be very public lists available, and it's now much more difficult to get your hands on those lists. So the numbers that we have are tricky. That said, what we do know from the research that we have done is that experts are estimating that as many as 1 in 3 LGBT people were sent out of the home as teenagers to have their sexual orientation or gender identity changed. It's a huge number. It's a number that is shocking, that you wouldn't expect, that we don't talk about a lot. And a big part of the reason for that is that these practices are deeply traumatic. It can take years, sometimes decades, before people are even ready to talk about them, much less talk about them in public. So this is a tricky thing to sort of get numbers on, but what we do know is that it is prevalent and is incredibly harmful.
Okay, I've got to take a news break, but when I come back, Samantha Ames with the National Center for Lesbian Rights and hashtag Born Perfect, I want to ask you about individuals themselves, how uncomfortable they feel when you know, their family says, either you are going to become straight and play straight or you're out, or the kid knows that their parents will do this to them, so they decide to stay closeted for most of their lives and end up playing, you know, the crying game or getting married and all things going to hell. We'll be right back. You're listening to the Drex Radio Show on KGOA 10.
Fertilome Triple Action is a great product that's been helping gardeners for years. Fertilome Triple Action is a miticide, fungicide, and insecticide all in one bottle. It will cure just about any problem you may run into this spring or summer. Whether you're having insect and disease problems with roses, flowers, or anything in your vegetable garden, try Fertilome Triple Action. You can find quality Fertilome products at your favorite independent garden center or hardware store.
Every 4 seconds, a Ford technician expertly performs a multi-point inspection on a vehicle. So if you're looking to find confidence, you just found enough to hand-feed a steak to a starving lion. Now get a $50 mail-in rebate on any Motorcraft brake service when you use the Ford Service credit card. Ford Service. Go with confidence.
Subject to credit approval, taxes extra, rebate by prepaid debit card, pads or shoes on most vehicles, one axle, exclusions apply. See your participating Ford dealer for rebate details through 6/30/15.
Spring Black Friday is back at the Home Depot, with once-a-year savings throughout the store to help you spring all out for less. Plus, daily specials that are here today and gone tomorrow. Like a Ryobi 40-volt lithium-ion cordless trimmer, regularly $149, Friday only just $99. You won't beat that price, and tomorrow you won't find it. Let's do this. With Spring Black Friday prices now, only at the Home Depot. More saving, more doing. In-store only while supplies last, limit 2 per customer.
If you have type 2 diabetes, listen very closely for information that could change your life. Recent research now suggests that type 2 diabetes can be put into remission. That is correct, remission. South Bay diabetics are now receiving information that often remains hidden from the diabetic community. Because of this, many type 2 diabetics have been able to reduce and eliminate their medication and insulin, lose weight without exercise and radical diets, and even become non-diabetic. Local doctors are now releasing this often hidden information during a free diabetic dinner event for type 2 diabetics. If you'd like to discover information that could lead your type 2 diabetes going into remission, then this is a must-attend event. To register for this free diabetes dinner event entitled Remission of Type 2 Diabetes, call 1-800-406-5554. Seating is extremely limited, so call now to see if you qualify to attend. That's 1-800-406-5554. 1-800-406-5554.
So let me ask you this. If you found out that your child was gay and you thought, oh my God, there's no way I'm going to have a gay child in my life, that's not going to work. So I'm going to send him or her to conversion therapy. Do you think that's a good idea? Or do you consider people who do this as horrendous individuals who are abusing their children? 808-0810 is the number, 808-0810. More of that coming up on the Drex Radio Show on KGOA 10.
I'm John Lobertini in the KGO newsroom. It is 7:30 and top story at the bottom of the hour, a horrifying accident on a Bay Area bridge. The search for a motorcyclist thrown off the Antioch Bridge during a traffic accident has been called off, a 135-foot drop to the water below. Here's KGO 810's Mark Richards.
Dylan Rath of Antioch was out for a Sunday afternoon ride on his Harley last weekend when he slammed into the back of a car on the Antioch Bridge. Arriving emergency crews found the Harley, but no Dylan. A search by the Contra Costa County Marine Patrol, along with the Coast Guard and a CHP helicopter, found debris, including a motorcycle helmet, in the water. Rath's family is now asking volunteer boaters to assist in the search of the river above and below the bridge. Rath was engaged, has a three-month-old daughter, Aria.
15 people are recovering from injuries tonight, three of them critical, following a large gas explosion in Fresno this afternoon. The huge fireball forced the closure of Highway 99 in both directions. Fresno Fire Chief Kerry Donis on the injuries.
Three criticals, and one of those criticals was medevaced to our burn unit.
Donis says they're lucky the location of that gas explosion worked in their favor.
Pretty secluded, fortunately. It was not surrounded by homes.
Fresno County Sheriff's Office says a work crew using heavy equipment struck a gas line, causing the explosion. It actually happened on a Sheriff's Department gun range. PG&E crews have since turned off that gas line. The flames have been put out. Highway 99 has since been reopened.
I'm in the news, sweetheart. That's how
we'll
this place.
Okay, well, by now you may have heard about the video or even seen it. 28-year-old blonde-haired beauty Britt McHenry has been suspended from Sports Network ESPN for berating a tow truck company clerk, and it was all caught on camera. Here's correspondent John Stolness.
You feel good about your job, so I could be a college dropout and do the same thing. Why does that have a brain and you don't?
Reporter Britt McHenry was suspended by ESPN for 1 week after she was seen verbally berating a towing company clerk as she tried to retrieve her car, which had been towed.
I'm in the news, sweetheart. That's how we'll do this place.
Okay, that's fine, and I'll play your video, so careful.
McHenry, who was alerted that she was being recorded right there, apologized for the incident after the video went public, saying she let her emotions get the best of her, quote, in an intense and stressful moment. I'm John Stolness.
John Stolness reporting. Because I'm happy. It's always a good time to hear that song, isn't it? Well, where is the happiest place in the Bay Area? A Gallup Healthways Well-Being Index shows San Jose could very well take the cake over San Francisco. But as KGO 810's Kristen Haynes learned, you can find a lot of happy people in San Francisco during the lunch hour on a Friday.
There don't seem to be many complaints at the Old Ship Saloon in the financial district, according to patron Marilyn Holmes.
Everything's good. Job market is good. Weather is good. It's amazing. It's just much better than San Jose.
Jason Marsh is with the Greater Good Science Center at UC Berkeley and says a lot goes into being happy.
People with more social connection generally are happier. 50% of a person's happiness can be accounted for by their genetic makeup.
The study found the Sarasota, Florida area is the happiest, with towns on the Pennsylvania-Ohio border as least happy.
Still ahead, we've got traffic and weather. KGO News time is 7:33.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson. Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisements. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention women. If you or a loved one sustained injuries caused by transvaginal mesh, bladder mesh, pelvic sling, or bladder sling, you may be entitled to a cash award and compensation. The FDA issued a public notice to doctors and patients concerning injuries caused by transvaginal mesh, bladder mesh, pelvic slings, and bladder slings. Please call now if you or a loved one has had one of these devices implanted. You may be entitled to a cash award and compensation. Time is limited. If you or a loved one's life has been affected by complications from a transvaginal mesh, bladder mesh, pelvic sling, or bladder sling, you may be entitled to a cash award and compensation. Call 800-251-0435 now. Call 800-251-0435. Our toll-free phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-251-0435. That's 800-251-0435. Again, 800-251-0435.
Every 4 seconds, a Ford technician expertly performs a multi-point inspection on a vehicle. So if you're looking to find confidence, you just found enough to hand-feed a steak to a starving lion. Now get a $50 mail-in rebate on any Motorcraft brake service when you use the Ford Service credit card. Ford Service. Go with confidence.
Subject to credit approval, taxes extra, rebate by prepaid debit card, pads or shoes on most vehicles, one axle exclusions apply. See your participating Ford dealer for rebate details through 6/30/15.
We are coming up on 6:35 here at KGO. Time again to check your traffic with Lee Graham in the KGO Traffic Center.
Thank you, John. We'll start in South San Francisco. Northbound 101 at Oyster Point Boulevard, an accident there involving a motorcycle is clearing slowly. It's in the center divider. You've got stop-and-go stuff back to 380, though. And another stretch of slow-to-stop-and-go traffic on northbound 101, not far from that, that reaches from Peninsula Avenue in Burlingame back to Bretan Avenue in San Carlos. Milpitas, 237 eastbound at North First. They're still trying to clear that multi-vehicle accident. It's mostly cleared, but you've still got traffic that's stop-and-go. Right now from Lawrence Expressway. Past that wreck, you've got minor slowdowns only up to the Nimitz. Petaluma, northbound 101, still trying to settle down. Traffic's heavy in pockets from about Gambini Road to Corona Road. I'm Lee Graham, KGO 810.
Now your Bay Area weather forecast. Fog and a sea breeze caused a noticeable drop in temperature along the coast and bay. Here's KGO 810 meteorologist Sandhya Patel.
We're going to keep the fog in the forecast for your weekend plans. And just a quick reminder, beach hazard statement remains up for rough surf along our entire coastline until 9 p.m. tonight. Now, as we head into the weekend, we're going to continue to keep it cool and foggy at the coast, but warm and sunny inland. 50s, 60s coast to the mid-80s inland.
And remember that beach warning in effect until 9 o'clock tonight. Watch out for sneaker waves and rip currents. Right now around the Bay Area, mostly clear skies. The hot spot is in Concord at 74 degrees. San Jose comes in at 71. It's 63 in Oakland and 54 in San Francisco. The Drex Radio Show continues. I'm John Lobertini, KGO 810.
Thank you very much, John. So do you wish that you could wish away the gay? Do you think we can pray away the gay? Do you think that some psychiatrist or an exorcism would pray away the gay?
I would super be gay if I could. Is there something to convert me gay?
Yes, you're
could
a straight.
Could I do conversion
woman?
Therapy in reverse?
Yes, and if you're straight, could we sit you down? Could we pray for you to be gay? How do you think that would work out? You know, what if we wanted to make all your children gay? Do you think we could send them to, I don't know, gay camp and make them be gay in 6 weeks? How would that work out? So on with me is Samantha Ames, and it's really not a funny thing. It's a horrible thing. She's with hashtag Born Perfect, and she is with the National Center for Lesbian Rights. And President Obama has finally called for an absolute and complete end to LGBT conversion therapy. And this goes back, as we were talking, Samantha, decades and decades where, my God, I think at one point they were trying electric shock therapy and other draconian methods to take away the gay.
Oh, yeah, definitely. And it's not just gay people. It's bisexual, transgender people. It's the full spectrum. It was around the turn of the century that these techniques really started to come into favor. And not surprisingly, that was also around the time that socially lesbian, gay, bisexual, and transgender people were really starting to be disfavored, sort of as a political tool. So it has less to do with a sickness. It has really never been an illness than it has to do with society and with politics. And yes, some of the methods have included electroconvulsive shock therapy, have included chemical castration, as we saw in the case of Alan Turing, the code breaker during the war. And it's also, aversive conditioning techniques are still around today. So we have seen them be pretty terrible, chemical-induced paralysis and nausea paired with images of same-sex conduct. We still now see electric shocks to the fingers, extreme temperatures, rubber band snapped around the wrist. But what I really want to emphasize is that in talking to survivors, which the Born Perfect campaign runs a network of these folks, and we spend every day talking to them and making sure that they are at the center of this campaign, is that what is most destructive is not the technique used, as barbaric and terrible as they can get. What is most destructive is the end thought, which is to change something so core about a person that the very act of trying to change it, whether it's through talk therapy or any of these really ugly, terrifying methods, is equally destructive. It is all just terrible and can destroy lives.
Yes, and, you know, they don't know what end is up, at the end of this, and completely, as you said, wrecks their life pretty much forever, relationship-wise, and you know, where do they stand with their sexuality? Let me ask you this, because I also see and hear from LGBT people who are, I don't know, adolescents or young adults who think to themselves, you know what, I'm going to give this a shot. So they try it as individuals, maybe for their own religious reasons or just because they're not comfortable in their own skin.
Sure. I get this question a lot, and I have to say, I have never actually talked to somebody who went through this willingly as a child. There are adults who have gone through it willingly, and we sort of aren't, we were passing laws around the country to try to protect LGBT kids under 18 from being subjected to this at the hands of a licensed mental health professional. But there's a reason that we're focusing on youth, and it's that they are uniquely vulnerable and they are most often targeted because they're a captive audience. Because even many who sort of would ostensibly go into it willingly are being coerced, are being pressured, are being told that they're never going to have the love of their community. There is this real technique with these therapists and with these practitioners of isolation. I work with one survivor who was a missionary kid and went all around the world, including to South Africa. And when he told his parents he was gay, they sent him to a conversion therapist who told him that the United States government had gone through and killed all gay people because of AIDS and that somehow he had escaped detection, which sounds ridiculous to us, but this kid had witnessed apartheid. And so he believed him.
Oh, my God.
Right.
What they did was they isolated him. They took this kid. They said, you are all alone. The only chance you have at ever being loved is to change who you are. And without this community, no one is ever going to accept you. So the key is really that that kid right there, that 12-year-old kid, is not in that office willingly. Sure, he went into that office trying to please his parents, trying to please God. But what we keep hearing is that kids are terrified of letting down their parents, of letting down these therapists, of letting down their religious leaders.
Yes.
And it can't really be seen as a choice.
Wow. Samantha, I can't believe how abusive this all sounds. I'm surprised. I didn't know it was that horrible.
You know what? I want to ask Samantha, you know, so if a young person is listening or a parent is listening, they suspect that their child is gay. What is the right way to handle it? Because I think, you know, a lot of times there are parents who probably know it or they just dismiss it. And, you know, don't ask, don't tell. Is sort of the policy on either side of this coin. And, you know, what would your suggestion be to those who are listening who might be afraid to, you know, tell the truth to their, you know, tell the truth themselves or to parents who, you know, they hear from their relatives. It's like, oh, I think your son or daughter may be gay and they don't know how to approach them about it.
Well, to parents, what I want to say is this, and really, I want to emphasize that it's not that we're dealing with bad parents here. It's we're dealing with parents who are really concerned for their child's well-being. Really, parents, for the most part, aren't putting their kids through conversion therapy because they hate them. They're putting them through it because they love them, and they're really scared for their future and what it could mean and the life that they could live. And so what I want to say to parents is that what your kid needs is the same as what all kids need. It's support, acceptance, and love. We really know that family acceptance is the number one mitigating factor that makes these youth more resilient. They can be facing all manner of terrible things at school, bullying, discrimination, and family acceptance is really the thing that keeps them safe.
I'm so glad you said that.
Yeah, I mean
that's so well put because you're right. I want to believe and so let's go ahead and run with exactly what you said. So most parents want to do good and they want to save their children from the abuse that they will face from their peers or from society. And who wouldn't want to do that? But yet it just doesn't work.
No, it doesn't. And you know, we work with a lot of parents who put their kids through this not knowing the risks. And who regret it. We have one survivor who goes all around the country and really bravely tells his story. And what's most notable about his story is that his mother goes with him and testifies as well about how it tore their family apart and how she had to work for years to not just regain the trust of her son, but to really see him grow back into a thriving, healthy boy.
And by the way, here's the good news as we wrap this up, and I thank you so much, Samantha, is that in 2012, California became the first state in the country to protect youth from conversion therapy.
Yeah, and we have since passed similar laws in New Jersey and the District of Columbia. There have been 18 more introduced just in 2015 alone, and we are not stopping here. And you asked me what I want to say to the youth, and I do actually want to address that.
Please do.
What the president's message said and what we want to say to every kid out there, whether you're being coerced into conversion therapy, whether you're just scared to come out, is that you are not alone. You are not broken. You were born absolutely perfect. And now we as a country are sending you a message that we are fighting for you.
Fantastic,
Samantha. Yeah, and I love it. And you know what? I have a feeling that so many people are listening and wondering and, you know, wishing and thinking to themselves, gee, I wish someone didn't say this to me when I was, it was 20, you know, 10, 20, 30 years ago.
Are we going to eradicate this by 2016 completely?
You know, I got to say, a year ago we launched the Born Perfect campaign, and our commitment was to end conversion therapy in 5 years. At the time, it seemed a little bit intimidating, a goal. At this point, we are on track. We have people finally waking up and paying attention.
Hallelujah.
People have had to die for that to happen, and we are taking advantage of this moment.
Samantha Ames with the National Center for Lesbian Rights, and once again, it's hashtag Born Perfect. And I want
you're
you to
fantastic.
Have,
yes, we're behind you all the way.
Have a Born Perfect
so
weekend.
Much.
All right.
Thank you.
Thank you very much. Okay.
Wow. I'm just in love with the work they're doing.
And again, to go back to what I said, I mean, I think there are probably a lot of adults who are still in the closet and play the game of, gee,
I wonder if something can be done for me.
Right. No. Or I wish I would have gotten that message when I was a child.
Oh, yeah.
Yes, that, you know, this is just the way it is. And I'm born perfect.
This breaks my heart in this day and age.
Right.
I mean, well, I have a personal story I'll tell you off the air, but, we had a very easy time relative to what she was talking about going through this in my family. And I can't believe, and, you know, that was, what, 30 years ago, you know, like, I can't believe this goes on
to this
day.
I believe that there is a process that even if you come out to your parents and where it's really wrong or where it's say, oh, my God, well, you know what, either you do therapy or you change or for I don't ever want to hear about this or hit the door. That's just horrific. But I think a lot of parents who have come when the kids come out and they finally get it, they learn to embrace it. And that's
totally
a beautiful thing.
I mean, it's your kid.
Yeah, yeah, right.
Number one.
Yeah.
So anyway.
And you can't pray it away. Okay. speaking of things that I think that people want to pray away is how texting could kill your relationship. And by the way, this is really funny. When I come back, a 78-year-old senator yesterday, his phone rang and interrupted him during a congressional hearing. It was a text or whatever the hell it was. And just wait till you hear what the song was. This is from the 78-year-old.
This is hilarious.
Oh, I love it. We'll play that for you next. First, let's check in with Lee Graham in the KGO Traffic Center.
Thank you, Drex. We'll start on the Richmond-San Rafael Bridge, 580 eastbound. A little after midspan, you've got an accident there. One vehicle's blocking the slow lane, and the other one's on the right shoulder. Traffic is stopping back to Sir Francis Drake now. South San Francisco, good news. Northbound 101 at Oyster Point Boulevard. That accident there involving a motorcycle has cleared. You've only got minor delays back to SFO. On the peninsula, San Mateo accident on northbound 101 before East 3rd Avenue. That's also clearing now. Traffic's only stop and go back to 92. Northbound 101 still very heavy from Holly Street in San Carlos up to Poplar Avenue and Burlingame, though, as a partial result of this. I'm Lee Graham, KGO 810.
If you have type 2 diabetes, listen very closely for information that could change your life. Recent research now suggests that type 2 diabetes can be put into remission. That is correct, remission. South Bay diabetics are now receiving information that often remains hidden from the diabetic community. Because of this, many type 2 diabetics have been able to reduce and eliminate their medication and insulin, lose weight without exercise and radical diets, and even become non-diabetic. Local doctors are now releasing this often hidden information during a free diabetic dinner event for type 2 diabetics. If you'd like to discover information that could lead your type 2 diabetes going into remission, then this is a must-attend event. To register for this free diabetes dinner event entitled Remission of Type 2 Diabetes, call 1-800-406-5554. Seating is extremely limited, so call now to see if you qualify to attend. That's 1-800-406-5554. 1-800-406-5554.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson. Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisements. Services may not be available in all states. Attention, women. If you or a loved one sustained injuries caused by transvaginal mesh, bladder mesh, pelvic sling, or bladder sling, you may be entitled to a cash award and compensation. The FDA issued a public notice to doctors and patients concerning injuries caused by transvaginal mesh, bladder mesh, pelvic slings, and bladder slings. Please call now if you or a loved one has had one of these devices
device is implanted, you may be entitled to a cash award and compensation. Time is limited. If you or a loved one's life has been affected by complications from a transvaginal mesh, bladder mesh, pelvic sling, or bladder sling, you may be entitled to a cash award and compensation. Call 800-251-0435 now. Call 800-251-0435. Our toll-free phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-251-0435. That's 800-251-0435. Again, 800-251-0435.
Buying a car just got a whole lot easier. Hey, it's Shondell Grant at the best-in-class Buick GMC dealer in the nation, Capital Buick GMC. And you've heard me say that at Capital Buick GMC, complacency is not an option, and that we're always searching for fresh new ways to get better. Well, you spoke, and we listened. Starting right now, you can buy any car, truck, or SUV with confidence, knowing you'll be getting our brand new, exclusive, no-brainer price right up front. A no-brainer price based on the KBB.com Price Advisor from Kelley Blue Book, the trusted resource.
Now that makes me happy.
So be happy. Lock in your no-brainer price right up front at Capital Buick GMC on the Capital Expressway in San Jose or online at DGDG.com. That's DGDG.com. Proud member of the Del Grant Dealer Group.
Get your no-brainer price right up front. And remember, no-brainer means no headaches.
Thank you.
Live and local, he's talking about the things you talk about every day. It's the Drex Radio Show on KGO 810.
Right on. Good evening, everybody. Bringing in the weekend, it is the Drex Radio Show live and local at KGO 810, around the bay and around the world at KGOradio.com. So check this out. This is so much fun. 78-year-old, you know, here he is, 78, Senator Pat Roberts. He's a Republican senator from Kansas. And they're having a congressional hearing in Washington yesterday, and this is fantastic. An embarrassing moment because his phone started ringing and he didn't have it on silent, and here's how it went.
We're going to be very aggressive on that issue as well as on the geographic preference issue.
Ah, come on. Just let it go, Mr. Sorry about that.
Yeah, it's let it go. Oh my God, and parents want to drive off the road with that freaking song.
Maybe it was his granddaughter calling him, he has a special ringtone for her.
Turns out, yes, one of his grandkids actually picked the ringtone for him.
Oh, you're kidding.
Yeah.
So, I guessed
course,
it right?
Yeah, so of course.
Oh my God.
He, or I guess she,
like,
probably.
A grown man really have
frozen.
That?
A 78-year-old
But that
senator.
Is embarrassing.
That's fun.
Right there.
Well, and it would be embarrassing if texting would actually kill your relationship. Now, wouldn't it, Heather? I mean,
texting does kill relationships.
And I don't know why they're being gender specific on this.
This is from
cyberdatingexpert.com. You know, so what they're saying is women tend to text more conversationally than men do.
So this is advice for guys, but I think it's also advice for very young guys.
Well, and so they say that a lot of women want to keep the conversation going and going and going via text.
Whereas you have a life and are getting on with things.
Yeah, you know what? Just related to this, the carpal tunnel thing, I just saw numbers come out yesterday about people who text all the time. You know,
and having they have carpal, big, huge thumbs.
Yeah, carpal tunnel because of the texting. Boy, you know you're overdosing it when. So anyway, they have a solution to a few extra words and something to demonstrate that, might curtail some of this over-the-topness. So she, or I think we should just make it significant other, gets mad when you don't if you're not texting immediately right back. I mean, some people get really pissy. If you don't text right back, they don't understand that you might be doing something.
Yeah, driving, you have a life.
Yeah, standing in line, talking to somebody else, on another call.
You know, I honestly have to disagree with some of this advice. Because if somebody is that, like, antsy and demanding, you need to cut them off completely.
Yeah.
So they're saying, try to respond to her sooner. Try to give her a little more to go on than just TTYL, talk to you later. Anyway.
Well, I do think that the significant other are really fast, are really, you know, close family members, as fast as you can, within reason. I mean, you don't wait till the next day or 3 or 4 hours later. I mean, you can certainly find time for the SO or mom or dad.
Right?
I mean, you know, if you're in the habit of texting each other regularly throughout the day, I don't know.
Third one is one I really relate to. She complains about the content of my text. Not just complain, break up with you over. You know, like, I think we did another text study, and it was like, texting is good for not a long-winded discussion. It's good for flirting. It's good for a quick check-in. It's good for running 5 minutes late. Not having actual conversations that should be done on the phone or face-to-face.
Well, the weird thing about texting is when it comes to the context and the content of texts is how it can confuse other people.
Oh,
especially,
totally.
Especially if it's work-related and somebody's answering you quickly, and then you start wondering, and you don't want to text that person back if it's your boss or something, or somebody that you're working with, or somebody that you had an argument with, you know. Because,
by ASAP, did you mean now or later today?
Right, yeah.
And then, Mr. Grant.
This whole anxiety issue with texting, which, by the way, could be, you know, a sign that texting is addictive to you. You can actually become addicted to it. It's addictive.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Well, now you did. You know. I mean, it's an obsession just like social media. Like, it's just like Instagramming food
checking
in on Facebook. You know, yeah. Pulling your... You're doing the selfie thing every
texting
5 minutes.
Texting is the new kind of email, you know, like, you've got mail, ding, ding. And you got that little dopamine squirt like, oh, my God, someone is paying attention to me.
But here's
so texting's the same thing.
You'll love this. Here's science to this that comes out of the Healthy Sex Center in Los Angeles, whatever that is, the neurobiology and neurochemistry behind all of this. The bing of the phone can activate us to want us to constantly check it.
Yeah.
It's the Pavlovian. Yes,
totally.
Conditioned response process. And
yeah, you look at this device in your hand and go, I wonder if this
wired.
Will bring me any joy at the moment.
Right.
Just give me a little joy. Just a little joy buzz.
Thank God
I mean,
for
it's
all
really
those,
pathetic.
Thank God for all those new emojis.
Oh, God.
And you know what? I just used one of them a while ago. It's overwhelming.
Did you get the wrong one?
No. It's overwhelming
Crap,
how
I'm...
many there are now. I think it's too much.
I meant East Indian, not American Indian, not Native American. Ah!
Yeah. And by the way, if you didn't do the update on your phone, remember, whichever one you use, they still get the, I think, the
Was
white...
Was it a skeleton
White
face
guy and the skeleton.
I love that.
Right, yeah. So I guess you better go through that upgrade. All right, we're going to take a break, and then we will move on, and we will get to the art of the relationship. And also, yes, what is going on with Kim from The Real Housewives of Beverly Hills?
And do you care?
Yeah.
We're going to make you care. How's that?
I know, and a lot of people don't, but we're going to talk about her relapsing and what happened last night in Beverly Hills. The Late Night Late Show wrap up on the way.
With Dr. Hip, if you know who that is, and I think you do.
From Rolling Stone.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, right on. You're listening to the Drex Radio Show on KGO 810.
DGDG now means FORD. Hey, it's Sean Del Grant of the Del Grant Dealer Group, a.k.a. DGDG.com. And I'm proud, excited, and very happy to announce the grand opening of the all-new Capital Ford on the Capital Expressway in San Jose. At Capital Ford, you'll experience the one-of-a-kind customer service that you've come to expect from DGDG, a team of product specialists and ASE-certified technicians dedicated to 100% customer satisfaction 100% of the time. Plus, our exclusive no-brainer pricing. Pricing based on the KBB.com price advisor from Kelley Blue Book, the trusted resource.
Now that makes me happy.
So don't just be a Ford buyer. Be a happy Ford buyer at the all-new Capital Ford on the Capital Expressway in San Jose or online at DGDG.com. That's DGDG.com. Capital Ford, the newest proud member of the Del Grant Dealer Group.
We've all heard about fortunes being made owning franchises, but have you heard about the ultimate way to make a franchise fortune? It's called a Senior Care Master Franchise. With a Senior Care Master Franchise, instead of paying franchise fees and royalties like a regular franchise, you receive them from all the franchises in your territory. 10 to 50 unit franchises in a territory are possible, with each one paying you thousands or even tens of thousands of dollars per year. You don't have to deal with unit day-to-day operations, very low overhead, virtually no employees, and you don't need to leave your current job to do it. It can be the safest, quickest, and most profitable way to make your franchise fortune. If you have a minimum of $50,000 to invest, call for a free report, How to Acquire and Make a Fortune Owning a Senior Care Master Franchise.
Call Master Franchise Investments at 800-259-3662. 800-259-3662. That's 800-259-3662.
This is a special alert to consumers who owe back taxes to the IRS.
Due to the financial hardship consumers are facing during the decline in the U.S. economy, the Internal Revenue Service is now accepting reduced settlements from consumers on back taxes, resulting in back taxes reduced by thousands of dollars. An open phone line has been established by Federal Tax Relief for consumers to call and see if you qualify for this reduction to ensure your financial stability during this decline.